First of all, I would just like to touch a little bit on the impacts that COVID has had on the ag industry here in the state of Oklahoma. For many of our ag producers, and certainly for a lot of our consumers, we saw how the just-in-time food supply that we're all very accustomed to saw some hiccups in that supply chain this spring. I think there were probably many consumers who the first time ever walked into a grocery store or wherever they might purchase their groceries and did not have some of the things that they're accustomed to being able to purchase accessible to them. We at the Ag Department certainly had a multitude of conversations with our producers and with our ag groups about those impacts to the producers, those impacts to our consumers. We from the Ag Department tried very hard to have an ongoing dialogue to provide support to our producers and clarification to those producers where we could. Certainly trying to communicate in regards to resources that were available to them, trying to stand things up online as much as we could, getting educational resources out to our producers. But the one area where we continue to see a lot of strain, and we continue to see a lot of strain to this point, is in the processing sector. Here in Oklahoma, I believe we have the best producers in the United States and certainly probably in the world. Historically, we have not done a lot of our ag processing here in the state of Oklahoma. We've grown these wonderful commodities and then we've sent them other places to be processed. So it has certainly been a focus of us to work on the processing side of things in the ag sector. But I think we really, really saw this highlighted this spring on the meat processing side of the ag world. We saw a lot of producers who were wanting to get that product out to consumers. We certainly heard and saw from our consumers that that local product is very important to them. We wanted to make certain that we were supporting our small producers in our rural areas of the state and giving them a chance to have somewhere to get their product processed so then that it could get out to those consumers, because I think we heard time and time again that our consumers wanted to reach out and buy that product from their local producers and especially from our beef producers. Lots of conversations, certainly with the governor, as well as with our legislators here in the state of Oklahoma. And thank you to our legislators on both sides who heard us on this issue and moved some things even during session to address some challenges of the meat processing sector. So we thank them for their collaborative work there at the legislature on this particular issue. But really the thing that we're so excited to announce today is that we will have the opportunity for our meat processors to access $10 million in grant funds for meat processing here in the state of Oklahoma. These are CARES dollars that will be accessible to all of these producers. The application is actually live now on our Department of Agriculture website, which is www.agag.ok.gov. These applications will be limited to $1 million per applicant. And I think they're going to be sharing the link here on Zoom where you can find those applications on our website. Those applications are due by August the 15th. And then those funds will have to be utilized by December 30th of this year. So we're very excited. We think this is a great day for agriculture here in the state of Oklahoma. We appreciate all of our partners that have helped us, you know, find out where the concern was, what some good solutions are to this. Certainly very, very thankful to Governor Stitt and other cabinet members who helped us put the pieces of this together so that we could push these grants out for our producers and look forward to them accessing that application and those dollars over the next few months. So with that, I would like to turn it over to Governor Kevin Stitt, who we appreciate making time for us here this morning. So Governor, thank you for being on with us this morning, and I will turn it over to you.
Well, thank you so much, Secretary Arthur. So you do such a fantastic job of leading the Department of Agriculture, and Representative Curbs and Senator Murdoch, thank you for your leadership in the House and the Senate. We really appreciate all you do for agriculture. First off, wanted to give everybody an update on my health. People have been texting me and praying for me and emailing me across the state, and I'm feeling 100%. So like a lot of Oklahomans right now, like asymptomatic, I would not even know that I had COVID if I didn't test positive for it. And so feeling really good, basically taking a lot of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc. I'm getting home remedies sent from people's grandmothers all across the country, and drinking a lot of immune boosters and all kinds of stuff. So, but I haven't seen the doctor, obviously taking a lot of my vitamins and feeling great. The hardest part is being quarantined away from your family and your kids. So looking forward to hugging on my kids and seeing my wife here at the end of this week. So, when the federal government gave us the $1.2 billion under the CARES Act, we set up the CARES Forward team. And basically we had three main goals. Number one was funding opportunities, meaning maximizing all of those dollars available to our state agencies to reimburse them for any COVID-related expenses, to our local governments. So we've got that funding mechanism going. We're getting that out across the state. Second goal was rebuilding the workforce. So through grants to reboot job creators and such, one of the things you've probably heard about is a reboot program for manufacturing. And also, we put $100 million out to all of our small businesses across the state, including some designated for minority businesses. And the third thing is accelerating recovery from damages by using a new platform to get dollars out to our communities as quickly as possible. So also want to recognize, the agriculture team, the community across the state. This pandemic has brought unprecedented challenges to a lot of industries, but I know it's particularly tough on our ag community. Protecting our food supply is so important. And I want you to know that as your governor, I'm so grateful for everything you're doing to keep food on Oklahoma shelves. I've personally heard from a number of Oklahomans about how important it is to increase our meat processing capacity. That's why growing our agriculture business has been a top priority in my administration. We are proud to grow a significant portion of America's food supply right here in Oklahoma. But one of my main campaign goals was to also ensure we could keep it in our state by attracting more food processing and manufacturing facilities. So today's announcement is a strong step in that direction. I mean, it demonstrates that Oklahoma supports our processing facilities, and we're able to help them navigate challenging environments in a way that keeps employees safe, keeps food on the table, and ensures stability for this industry. So I'm excited about the job opportunities this is going to create. Oklahomans are hardworking people, and helping businesses expand so they can hire more workers and more people, so more people can earn a paycheck to support their families, is always a good thing. So anytime I can invest in the development of small business, especially agriculture businesses, then we want to be part of that in Oklahoma. So it was a no-brainer for us to set aside this $10 million to really help the this industry grow and be supportive. So thank you again, Secretary Arthur and your entire team, and Senator Murdoch and Representative Curbs for all your hard work and helping put this plan together. And I'm just excited to be a small part of it. So, and thanks to all of our wonderful agricultural community around there. Let's take advantage of this, and let's continue to make Oklahoma a top 10 state. Back to you, Secretary Arthur.
Well, thank you so much, Governor Sticks. We certainly appreciate your continued support for the ag industry. I know anytime that I have a question or concern, you always make time for us in the ag industry, and we appreciate that tremendously, and that you really care about all of our producers, and especially those in the rural parts of the state. I also know that you've got to step off for another call. So thank you for carving out time for us this morning to be with us. So we know you're going to have to step off here in a few minutes, but thank you again. And we look forward to the opportunities that we're going to see from this $10 million. So thank you very much, Governor. All right, now we're going to turn over to a beef producer and a good friend of mine, Senator Casey Murdoch, who is our Senate Ag Chairman. So, Senator Murdoch, thank you for being here with us virtually this morning, and I'm going to turn the floor over to you.
Well, thank you, Blaine, and thank you, Governor, for understanding how important our food security is in the state of Oklahoma. You know, during this pandemic, Oklahomans saw the shortage of meat in grocery stores. This not only affected urban areas, but it affected rural areas as well. So, you know, this $10 million will go a long way in helping processors expand their plant size. In Oklahoma, we have 104 processors that will be eligible for this CARES Act funding. This money especially helps these small producers who were negatively affected by COVID-19. Now, we will see improved, increased profitability in rural Oklahoma businesses, but just by giving them more options. I'm excited about this. It also increases the opportunity for Oklahomans to provide their families access to locally grown meat. So thank you again, Governor Stitt and Secretary Arthur, for investing $10 million in protecting Oklahoma's food security and access to made in Oklahoma products. It's an exciting I'm just excited about it, but thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Senator Murdoch. I know you understand this better than anyone, being a beef producer yourself, and I'm certain you've heard from many of your constituents regarding trying to find a spot to get a steer in to be processed, and their dates are filled up through the end of the year and maybe into next year. So our hope is that these dollars will help alleviate some of that strain on the processing sector, and that we can see more of that local product get out to our consumers across the state. So thank you for your continued support of the ag industry. Thank you for continuing to be a producer yourself and for being on with us this morning.
Thank you, Blaine.
Now we're going to turn over to our House Ag Chairman, Dale Kerbs. Chairman Kerbs from the area, and he had a chance to really see some of this firsthand with some of our staff at the Department of Agriculture this spring, as we have had conversations with both Chairman Kerbs and Chairman Murdoch about these issues. So certainly glad to have Chairman Kerbs on with us this morning, and I will turn the floor over to you, Chairman.
Well, thank you, Secretary Arthur, and thank you, Governor Stitt, for reinvesting in our ag industry as a whole, and specific in our processors all over this state. As Senator Murdoch alluded to, you know, food security is an enormous thing. Many of us are very aware when we went to the grocery store and noticed the protein aisle, the meat racks, were empty and bare. That's an extremely scary thing to see in grocery stores when we don't see or expect that. And that showed in our nation a real problem. And so being one of the leading agricultural states in the country under the direction of our governor and Secretary Arthur, our ag secretary, they jumped on this and started looking at these great opportunities and visiting with these groups. And we've got these groups out here that are made up of from processors all the way to the industry folks, and those that are the producers that have the cattle in the field. And with those groups giving feedback, this was one of the great opportunities that we were able to make. So again, thank you, Governor and Secretary Arthur, for working with these groups and making this money available for our producers. This is enormous. This is so awesome to be able to help our small businesses, these processing facilities that Senator Murdoch talked about, and being able to expand It's going to grow jobs in our rural communities with where these processing facilities are located. But the more important thing is currently right now, the majority of these processing facilities, if you want to have a beef or pork slaughtered to move into, you're looking at the scheduling time of September, October of next year to get this done. So with this new CARES Act money, we'll be able to expand these operations to shorten that time down. And what's great about it is these facilities are custom exempt or Oklahoma inspected facilities, where you can go to these facilities that are inspected that have a retail counter and be able to buy right there. So you know what you're getting. You're going to see that product. It's an Oklahoma product. It's coming out of the Oklahoma field, and we're going to be able to put it on our Oklahoma tables and have a great meal. The other thing is expanding with the USDA inspectors to be able to sell that market across state lines. And that's going to be another opportunity that that these processors, by expanding their operations, are going to be able to do. And at the end of the day, every single person is part of the ag community. If you have ever eaten anything, bought any food at any restaurant, or made any of these protein shakes that my wife tries to get me involved in, they have some kind of vegetable in them which comes out of the ground, which we've grown somewhere. So again, at the end of the day, we're all one Oklahoma, we're all one USA, and we're all part of ag. So again, thank you so much, Governor Stitt, Secretary Arthur, Chairman Murdoch. It's been great. We're going to continue to move forward and make Oklahoma a top 10 state.
Thank you so much, Chairman Kerbs, and thank you for your time. I know that we have utilized a lot of your time this spring as we have worked on this issue and had questions. Certainly, several members of the legislature have talked to us about their concerns, and I again am very appreciative that the governor heard those concerns. And we've talked a lot about in the ag sector that since there's only 2% of the population who's involved in production agriculture, sometimes the other 98% maybe takes for granted that food shows up at their grocery store on a daily basis. And what we saw happen this spring, I think, created some additional awareness about where your food comes from and how your food gets to the table. And certainly has highlighted that so many of our consumers want that local product. They want to support their local producers, support their producers in rural areas. And I really believe that's what this $10 million will allow us to do here in the state of Oklahoma, is to support all those producers, expand that processing capacity, and really just turn the tide for the next several years here in Oklahoma, giving us the ability to continue to market those local products that our consumers are wanting to purchase. So very, very excited about the $10 million. And I know we had to step off, but lots of other states are kind of kicking around things like this. But I know that Oklahoma is the first state to allocate this significant of an amount from their CARES dollars specifically to the meat processing sector. So very proud to work for the governor and appreciative of him for approving us to utilize these dollars. I do want to touch just real briefly on two other items that the department is working to address in the ag sector through CARES dollars. One of those is for our Made in Oklahoma companies. Because of the cancellation of the Oklahoma State Fair, we typically have a Made in Oklahoma store there at the State Fair. And so our staff at the Department of Agriculture are standing up an e-commerce site so that those Made in Oklahoma companies will have the ability to reach that audience that typically they would have exposure for their products during the State Fair. So we're excited to offer that. And then certainly for any of our livestock viewers that are on the line this morning, the cancellation of the State Fair certainly changed the opportunity for some of those 4-H and FFA members to be exhibiting at the State Fair. And so we'll see a show that will be set up in Duncan And thanks to the staff of the Oklahoma Youth Expo for pulling those pieces together. And we're very appreciative that we're able to financially support that opportunity for those exhibitors to have somewhere to show their animals here at the end of September. So the Ag World really has a lot of moving pieces to it and is a unique sector. And so we at the department are having as many conversations as we can to help address that. The final item that I have, and then I will certainly be glad to take questions, is we do want to highlight an educational opportunity that we're going to be offering from the department that will be next Wednesday, July the 29th, from 10 a.m. in the morning until 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And that's going to be over meat processing and marketing your product. So we will have our Food Safety Division Director, Scott Yates. We'll be giving some information on inspections, whether you're a custom exempt facility, state inspected or federally inspected, what HACCP guidelines are, all the boxes that you need to check to be selling that product to consumers. We'll also have some legislative updates. We'll hear some perspectives from past processors, some current processors, and then those who are looking to get into the industry. So a perspectives panel from those who are actually in the processing sector on a daily basis. We'll also talk about best marketing practices. So we, for those who are currently processing or looking to get into processing, we hope this is a valuable session for you. We'll also have an actual meats cutting demo from our friends at FAPC. Jake Nelson will be doing that for those who want to learn a little bit more about how that animal actually comes to be a steak or a pork chop that ends up on your table at home. And then we'll round that day out with a consumer preference panel, because ultimately in the ag sector, we want to be producing a product that our consumers want. And it's always important for us to hear that consumer perspective and how we can change what we do in our daily operations to meet that consumer demand or change our products to meet that particular consumer need. So thank you so much, everyone. I know that virtual makes things a little bit trickier than in person, so we are so glad to have you all join us virtually. Again, a big thanks to Governor Stitt and other cabinet members who've been so helpful to me in getting this $10 million of CARES money put forward for the meat processing sector. A big, big thank you to our Senate Ag Chairman, Casey Murdoch, who joined us this morning, as well as our House Ag Chairman, Dale Kerbs. We enjoy working with them and other members of the legislature on ag issues and hopefully always finding solutions to the challenges that we see in the ag sector.